This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Bonnie Pocklington. She's a navigator of the Affordable Care Act for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Bonnie, the Affordable Care Act has been a part of everyone's life for quite some time now as we went through the first enrollment process with Affordable Care. And we're going to talk about that subject today. And recently, the sign-up for Affordable Care concluded March 31st.
Right.
And we're going to talk about Macoupin County. What did you see as a navigator who helped people or assisted with this new insurance?
Absolutely. In Macoupin County, we had approximately 500 Macoupin County residents come to the Macoupin County Public Health Department or come to one of the one of our other locations or one of the events that we sponsored. Roughly 252 people enrolled in Medicaid and 110 people enrolled in the Marketplace insurance plans. Now, those are just the people that we're aware of that we actually assisted with that enrollment.
When we talk about Medicaid and then the Marketplace insurance, maybe you could talk just a little bit about the difference there. What are the two categories?
Eligibility for Medicaid is based on income. And so if somebody has under a certain monthly income, they're eligible for a medical card, which is state-based assistance with paying for medical expenses. That is a broader group now, or more, it's accessible to more people now because of the expansion. They expanded it to include a group that gets it just based on income. Marketplace, on the other hand, is actually getting insurance from a private insurance company. When somebody applies on healthcare.gov, they're applying first for premium tax credits to find out if they can get a certain dollar amount off of the monthly premium so that the plan from the private insurance company can be more affordable than it's ever been before.
How many insurance companies were available to people who, say, needed the insurance, the Marketplace? How many were available to Illinois residents?
There were four different companies represented: Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, Health Alliance, Coventry Healthcare, and Land of Lincoln Mutual Health. Those four companies offered 36 plans on the Marketplace.
That's 36 plans you could choose from if you wanted a higher deductible or things
right,
like that?
Right. Some of them were high deductible plans with low premiums. Some of them, you know, the mid-range premiums, you usually saw some set co-payment rates so that you could go to your doctors for a set rate, but some of those still had higher deductibles. And then your highest premium plans had low deductibles and great set co-payments for the doctor.
The enrollment period for the first affordable health care plan ended March 31st. And if you didn't make that 31st deadline, what comes?
If you didn't make the March 31st deadline, at this point, unless you qualify for a special enrollment period, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to get a plan through the Marketplace. The next open enrollment period will be November 15th. But like I said, some people do qualify for special enrollment periods throughout the year. Those would be granted for a change in life circumstances, things like an addition to the family, whether that's a marriage, they have a baby, they adopt a child, or loss of job-based coverage or other coverage. Those would be things that would trigger a special enrollment period. There's also recognized hardships that would allow you to get a special enrollment period. People that have experienced domestic abuse or a medical emergency or a natural disaster that occurred around the deadline. If those things, you know, stop somebody from being able to get coverage and they're recognized hardships, we recognize that that's something that would qualify you for a special enrollment period. And out at Macoupin County Public Health Department, we'd love to still help you finish enrollment. Other reasons that someone could get coverage, even if they missed out on the deadline, is the Medicaid enrollment is actually open year-round. So if somebody qualifies for Medicaid, they can still enroll for that coverage. We can help them out at public health. They can also get help out at the DHS office in Carlinville.
Those who didn't enroll will see a little bit of, I guess we call it a penalty, when they go to fill out their tax next year?
Right. The penalty is issued for noncompliance with the individual responsibility mandate of the Affordable Care Act, which states that every individual is responsible for maintaining health insurance coverage for themselves and their dependents. There's a few exceptions to this, but this is going to apply to most people. The penalty for not having minimum essential coverage is $95 per adult, 40 and half of that per child, or 1% of the yearly household income, whichever is higher. When filing your 2014 federal income tax return in 2015, tax filers will be asked if they and their dependents had coverage during the year 2014, and those who have been uninsured just part of the year will be fined 1/12 of the yearly penalty for each month that they and their dependents were uninsured. If somebody is uninsured for less than 3 months, they won't have to pay a penalty.
This, I guess you could say, is not your downtime, because you'll probably be examining special enrollment and various
right.
things. But as far as the people for next year, the new enrollment period that you spoke of, what should they do to get ready for that? Because this is going to be going on every year. You've got to re-enroll unless you've got your plan in place, right?
Right, that's true. I'd say they should budget for it and plan for it. They can still go to healthcare.gov and use the estimating tool. There's a tool on there where you put in an expected year income. You can get an estimate of what a premium tax credit would look like for your family. And that way you can look at that, you can look at the prices and start to get an idea of how much it may cost for insurance for you, and budget for that and be ready for it next year.
And of course, you're called a navigator, and a lot of people had trouble this year or didn't understand it, and you're available for answering questions, or they can contact you to set up an appointment to help them through a process.
Right. I'm available Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. I'm setting up appointments. Sometimes we also help walk-ins. We're just there and available to work with folks. There's others that are trained to do the same thing I'm doing. I think there's a total of about 4 of us out at the Macoupin County Public Health Department that work with this.
And your phone number?
217-854-3223, extension 244.
Bonnie Pocklington, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.